Dust your fade.
Here.
Test your faith to the Word of God, not man-made religion.
What are you doing here?
What are we doing here? We're proclaiming the Word of God.
Wow, this church, why you got that?
Why do we have that? Because this place is not a biblical body of Christ.
Yes.
It's a man-made, seeker-sensitive system.
No, you can't be here.
This is a public street right here, sir.
We don't go and do it on your church.
You know what? This is a public street, sir.
You
I have a gospel card. I have a gospel card if you'd like to know why this is a sinful place. If not, I really don't want to talk to you. I'm standing peacefully proclaiming the Word of God.
No, this isn't a
I'm standing peacefully
place.
Proclaiming the Word
of God. The Word of God.
Pagan holidays, modern pastors, worldliness, carnality. This is not of God. Christ calls people to holiness and obedience. Without holiness, there'll be no salvation. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. We love our neighbor and we tell the truth.
It sounds like you love
we love our neighbor, we tell the truth. Unless you repent, you will perish. Yeah, repent of man-made religion.
That.
You came to talk to me, sir. I'm standing here peacefully with a sign proclaiming the Word of God. Check out don'tperish.com. They're deceiving you. They're deceiving you. Check out don'tperish.com. Yeah, take it up. This place is deceiving you. It's not a place of God. It's a man-made religious system. Worldliness, carnality, pagan.
You're crazy.
We love our neighbor, so we come to tell the truth. Street preaching is biblical. It's God-honoring to tell the truth. Test yourself to God's word at don'tperish.com. This place is deceiving you. Test yourself. They offer you cookies and ice cream and coffee. God's word offers you eternal truth. Test yourself. Test yourself to God's word. We love our neighbor, so we tell the truth. Don'tperish.com exposes this place biblically. This is a false system of man. This is a false system of man. God's word shows the way. This is not the way. We love our neighbor, so we tell the truth. Go to don'tperish.com. We prove it in God's word. The Bible says to test yourself. 1 Thess 5 says, test yourself. Test all your ways to the word of God.
Why are you protesting this church?
Ma'am, do you have a husband?
Why are you protesting this church?
Ma'am, I only deal at spiritual things. I talk to men in leadership. The Bible tells me women are to be silent when the body gathers. You're claiming to be the body of Christ. So if you could bring some men over, I'd be happy to reason. We have a gospel card. If you'd like it, you could take and read it with your elders. If you'd like to.
I'd like to see your gospel card, please, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Debbie, give her a gospel card.
My husband's foot is injured, so he
okay.
has taken
Wonderful. Take
seat.
It. Take it to your husband and tell him to call me, email me, text me. I can show him why this place is an unbiblical, sinful, man-made religious seeker system, not part of God's true testament body. Love to hear from you. We love our neighbor. That's why we're here. God's word belongs to any organization. We teach people what God's word says about the gospel, how to gather, how to live your life. This is a seeker-sensitive, worldly, unbiblical, feminized, paganized. I'm sorry? If you go to our website, sir, you will find out. You can call, text, and email me. We have an article and lots of articles about this place, why Christmas is on Easter, why Easter is unbiblical. Excuse me, why Christmas is unbiblical, why Easter is unbiblical. You put it there so you can go in the privacy of your own home and find out the truth. Hundreds of articles, audios, and videos. All of this, and we protest Roman Catholics, we protest Mormons,
we protest
the way your founding fathers protested the Catholics. That's why you're called Protestants. We protest evangelicals. Check it out. Let me know how I can help you. We love our neighbor. We tell the truth.
So have you guys actually been injured?
Ma'am, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'd love to talk to your husband. The truth, when the body gathers, goes through men. I'll give you one of our gospel cards. We'd love to hear it from him. More proof, this body's feminized. The men don't step up. The women step up, but not the men. We love our neighbor, so we tell the truth. your faith to the Word of God. We love our neighbor. We tell the truth.
I'll just hold it. Yeah.
This is a seeker-sensitive, unbiblical body, not made of the God, truth of God. Test your faith. Test yourself to the Word of God. We love our neighbors, so we tell the truth. If you go to our website, you'll see why, through many articles, audios, and videos, why this is a seeker-sensitive goat farm. Christ is my righteousness through the biblical gospel and being born again. You don't preach a biblical gospel here. Are you with this body, sir? Are you part of the leadership here? You're not. You're just a member? Visitor. Could I give you one of our gospel cards? You can go to our website. You're not interested in the truth of God. Really? Could you? I have a Bible. Could you go get it and show me? You want a reason in the Bible? Go get your Bible. I'll show you in God's Word why this is an unbiblical, ungodly place. Okay? Jesus says we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. We don't live by modern pastor goat farmers. Test your faith. This is not a biblical body. This is a place made of man. Test your faith. Test your
faith. Give me a gospel card.
I'll give you a gospel card. You can go to your our website. This place is deceiving you. It's not of God. This is an ungodly place. What? Sinful, seeker-sensitive, pagan holidays, feminism, false gospel, worldliness, carnality. Would you like more? Go to don'tperish.com. We love our neighbor.
I don't know. You don't.
We do.
Why are you doing this?
Why are we doing this? Where did Jesus go in his day and Paul go?
I'm just wondering why you're trying.
I'm going to answer your question. Where did Jesus and Paul go in their day to dispute with people?
I'm just saying everyone comes on their own. Choice. Why,
so do we. We're here on our own free choice.
But you're trying to be disruptive.
Trying to do what?
Be disruptive.
Disrupt? Who are we disrupting? You came up to talk to me. I have it on audio
you're
right now.
Yelling me, right? You are yelling at me.
Yelling at you? I was talking over their music, so if I'm yelling loud, they have to turn their music down. See, when you don't stand in God's truth, you get smacked all around. It happened to me for years.
Smacked all around.
This is not a biblical place, and if you were a seeker of truth, one of two things would happen. You love God's truth, and you love us, and want to show us the truth, or you would come to the light, like Jesus said, John 3:19-21, the light has come. I'm not the light. Jesus' word, and men run in the darkness. Those men are supposed to be elders. They act like teenage fools. I didn't call them fools. They act like teenage fools, dancing around, tapping, to ridicule and mock God's word. I have my Bible right here. None of them will go get a Bible and talk about the word of God because they don't have the word of God in them. Jesus says, you can't hear the word of God because your father is Satan. If you're not of God and born of God and born by his word, you're of the world. This is Satan's system. This is Satan's system. I can prove it all to you if you want a gospel card. If you don't, I won't waste the printing. If you want the truth, you will seek God's word. And if you knew the truth, you'd go get your Bible and show me, just like all these men I've offered them. Go get your elder, your pastor, tell him to come out. Why? Because we love our neighbor, and this place is deceiving people. It is offering them a place to feel holy and telling them Jesus forgives them when it's a lie. The only way Christ forgives you, sir, is by the biblical gospel. Faith in him and what he did on the cross, fully man, fully God. Repentance.
Have you been in?
Repentance. Turning from all your sinful ways, which is man-made religion. Then you're born again by God's will and your will combining. Then you obey God's word in holiness and obedience, and you come out of all false ways. Psalm says, I hate every false way.
Have you been
and
in
then you endure in your faith.
Have you
Sir,
been
I've never been in a Mormon church building to know that they're unbiblical. I know the doctrine. I know who the pastor is. I see the people. Jesus says you'll know them by their fruit.
But you haven't given them a chance.
I have given them a chance. I know their doctrine. I look and I see what they teach. Christmas, Easter, modern pastors, paganism, feminism. If you're part of this, sir, God's wrath is upon you. Go to our website and prove it in God's word. Email me if I'm wrong, sir. We love you. We tell you the truth. Test yourself to God's word. This place is not biblical. It's ungodly. Seeker-sensitive, false gospel, paganism, feminism. We love our neighbor, so we tell the truth.
Okay, so what's going on?
Ma'am, do you have a husband? Is he
no.
a believer?
I don't have a husband.
Don't have a husband. Okay, so these people are would be your eldership?
I don't go here.
You don't?
No.
You did, oh, you weren't pulling out of here?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, so, I'm just wondering
Deb,
what's
could
going
you give
on.
Her a gospel card? I'm sorry. Most people stopping are because we're standing here. Ma'am, we're born again Christians. My name's Jim. This is Debbie. There's
Hi,
our gospel
I'm
card.
Diane,
nice to meet you. If you go on the website, we do this. We have a website, we have a cargo trailer, we travel the country, we work to support ourselves, so we don't take anyone's money. We go to many places, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Lutheran, seeker-sensitive places, and we stand out with gospel signs, and we preach the full counsel of God's word, that how God teaches salvation, how we should live for him, how the body should gather, and these places are not doing that. These are false, evangelical, seeker-sensitive, I call them goat farms, because Jesus said there's goats, and there's his people, his sheep, that follow him. These people are following a seeker-sensitive way. Right on our gospel track, you'll see the gospel is in 5 points. They teach, believe in Jesus, he died for your sins, and that's it. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches there's more to it than that. It's like getting married on Saturday, and you're married. That's it. No, it's an everyday commitment of faithfulness and love and caring and nurturing and enduring.
Oh, absolutely.
So the Bible teaches you must place your faith in Christ. We don't belong to any organization, by the way. We're not Mormons. We're not Mennonites. We're nothing. Bible-believing Christians. And I need to share with you, I stood out here during the whole time. The leaders came out. Everybody came out. And all I'm doing is holding up my Bible and said, we love you. Bring your Bible and show me I'm wrong. No one will come and bring a Bible to talk to me about the Word of God.
Yeah.
And the reason is, one, most of the people coming out of here don't have the truth and the Word of God. They're being entertained in an auditorium. And two,
I know, I believe that.
And two, the pastors know in their heart of hearts, Romans 1 says they know that this is sinful and God's Word is against them. Otherwise, if I showed up here and said you're sinful with a Bible, they'd have 20 guys surrounding me and just chew me up with the Word of God. But what happens to criminals when the police show up?
They deny.
And they run, usually. First thing they do is run. Then when they get caught, then they deny. So, the gospel, faith in Christ, repentance. You come out of your ways and the world's ways. And ma'am, I have to say, I'm only sharing this with you. If you had a godly husband, I would have to go through your husband. We believe in the authority. God's word says it goes through men. But because you have no husband and you don't have eldership, we love you. I want to share the truth with you.
Faith. I do have eldership because I have a church of my own.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Okay. Well, what is your church, ma'am?
Faith Covenant Presbyterian.
Okay. Well, we would roll the Presbyterians into the same group, not maybe as seeker sensitive, but following many false evangelical ways. I would love for you to read that gospel, give that to your elder, and I have the same offer. I told these people, if they love us, embrace us as brothers and sisters and show us in the word what we have wrong and we'll come join. Or if we're your enemy, you think we've gotten mocked, we've gotten called names, grown men mocking us with music and acting like teenagers. If we're your enemy, Jesus says you're to love us and go to God's word. So I would offer that to your elder. Show him our card.
We are Reformed.
I understand.
And we are Bible-believing
yes.
people.
Yes, I understand. But if you go to our 10-point test, you'll see where the Presbyterian faith is false. Christmas, Easter, modern pastor, feminized. They're not teaching women the full roles. They're not teaching men their full roles.
No, we do that.
No,
we,
you don't, ma'am. Ma'am, I can tell by the way you're dressed that they don't teach you biblically.
Oh.
The Bible says that women are to cover their heads. And the Bible says that women are to cover themselves with a long and flowing robe. Look it up. It's true. Men, too, should dress modest. I dress modest and plain and unadorned. These are just some of the things. Feminism. America is flush with feminism. We see it all the time. And so if you go to our website, have your elder or you together, email me. I'd be happy to go through. Christmas, Easter, modern pastor, you're evangelical. Martin Luther and Calvin were murderous, hateful men. God's people come out of those systems. Do your Presbyterians baptize babies?
Yeah.
Yes, it's an ungodly practice. So that's now that I know you have eldership, you need to go to them. And if they love me, have them contact me. If they've got the truth and contend in it, Titus 1 says a man of God should be able to contend in the truth.
My pastor might do that.
I would love to hear from him.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you
God
for stopping.
God bless you.
Have a joyous day. We love our neighbor. That's why we're here. Here's our gospel card. Don'tperish.com is our website. We're here to tell people that this is an ungodly place, seeker-sensitive religion, unbiblical gospel, paganized, feminized, worldly, carnal. You're being deceived by this place. Hundreds of articles, audios, and videos that show you all of those things. right at our website. We're Bible-believing Christians. We don't belong to any organization. We belong to the true body of Christ. There's only one. Your modern false pastor came out, brought me water, did not bring me the Word of God. So far, not men, one man has come and brought a Bible to contest what I'm saying in the Word of God. This place is sinful, seeker-sensitive, worldly. Carnality, do you see how the women dress here? They dress like harlots. Harlots, not people of God. Go to our website and test yourself. Our email's on there if we could ever help you in the faith.
Bless you.
We would be happy to.
Sure.
Test yourself. If you're linked to this place, you're in God, the path of God's wrath. Test yourself to the Bible. This.
You've gone over here to this church?
I have nothing to say to you, sir. Except here's a gospel card, or bring your Bible, and let's go to the Bible.
Let's do it.
Where's your Bible, sir?
Right here.
This place is a false, seeker-sensitive, worldly, carnal, paganized, feminized goat farm. This is not the true people of God.
You got a lot of words and so forth, but I'll tell you what.
It's not the true people of God. Do you go here?
Matthew 18.
Have you gone here, sir?
Answer my question. Have you ever read Matthew 18, where it says, if you disagree with your brother, then you take the disagreement to your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that?
No.
And you're saying that they're on...
I don't have to do that.
Oh?
That's a private sin matter.
Oh.
That's a private sin matter in the body of Christ. I don't consider this Christian Christ. This is not the true biblical Jesus. This is
you
false.
You have all the exceptions.
This
so,
is all. This is false seeker-sensitive religion. Plus, what
funny.
They do here is public, and I don't need to go into to anyone at
you
this
public. You
should
have an audience where they pay you for the stand-up.
No, comics. I don't take money like your false hirelings in there. That's why I don't want to talk to you.
Oh.
You're a mocker.
Oh.
You have not the truth of God.
Mocker?
You need
That's
to go away. This
you
place
are,
is built for you.
You are funny.
You are. This place is built for you, like the old men that were dancing and listening to music, mocking the Word of God when I held it up over there.
Wow.
You need to join them, sir. This place is built. For men like you.
Know.
I don't have to go to them. You can go to my website and go to the Bible.
Anybody
false gospel.
Website,
what's the gospel? Biblically.
You know,
tell me.
Wow, you are just impossible.
What's the gospel?
I just tried to tell you that.
What? No,
and
you gave me Matthew 18. What's the gospel?
You're
what's the gospel,
don't,
sir?
Don't be
God's
surprised.
People
don't
come
be
to the
practice.
Light.
Yeah.
God's people come to the light. Go back into your darkness.
Wow.
Go into your darkness. You're being judged right now by God's word.
Oh, I know I am. I'm hoping so.
1 Timothy 5 says, expose those publicly who are in sin. Go read that in your computer. 1 Timothy 5. Go ahead. 1 Timothy 5.
Come on.
1 Timothy 5.
Let's take it over. Let's talk to this pastor.
I'm not done here. I still have people to talk to. You're not going to distract me from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You're not going to distract me. Go bring your phone. Show me the gospel. I already asked you. You're walking away from the Word of God. They're deceiving you here. This is a false, unbiblical, carnal place.
Yeah.
They're deceiving you. Go back to it each Sunday. It's built for you. It's built for you, sir. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. See what they want?